This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, I don't feel so good. Guys, welcome back after Thanksgiving weekend. Oh my gosh, we are miserable. I was driving to the studio today and I'm just looking around. Nobody looks happy. We got to be honest. We're going to have to talk honestly. Okay, we're really going to have to talk honestly about, you know, taking a bunch of days off and then having to go back to work. See, anytime I take off work, especially when I used to run the clinic. Sorry, I'm coughing. I'll tell you why I'm coughing, too. I thought you shouldn't have come back to work. I should not have come back to work. But anyway, all right. Anytime I took off 4 days, okay, I would get spanked so bad coming back to work. I know that there's a poop storm sitting on my desk just ready. Why come back to work? Maybe we should just make it 5 days. So, all right, I hope you guys all had a good Thanksgiving. You know, for us, it was okay. You know, so I used to always work on Thanksgiving because being a family medical doctor, there is no way your patients tolerate you being gone for 4 days. Everybody wants their Valium or their Lortab or their Viagra or something, right? The number one drug asked for Thanksgiving week isn't painkillers. Right? It's a tie between Viagra and Valium. Valium because of the family coming or going to the family, and Viagra because you finally have a day or two off or some morning sex coming your way. And, no morning sex for me, no, and I'll tell you why. All right, so basically what we decided to do was we decided to go to Big Bear, Arrowhead. I'm like, well, I want to see some snow. You know, I live in Las Vegas, it's hot outside. It was like, what, 70-some degrees. I'm like, let's go up to Big Bear, let's go up to Lake Arrowhead, let's get some snow and really feel like Christmas is coming. Well, it was I mean, it was hot. It was hot up there. It was dry. You see the lake starting to dry up? I mean, the drought, I know California officially said their drought is over like hell. All right, there's some major issues there going on there, and it was drier than dry. So we basically, all I did was bring up winter clothes, and I sweat the whole time. So then we had our Thanksgiving feast. Now, here's the problem, okay? Nobody in my family likes white meat, turkey. We can't stand white meat turkey, but we love dark meat. So how much dark meat do you think is there on the bird? So my husband, who carves the turkey, he likes to take one whole leg to himself, which then leaves me and the kids to split one other leg and thigh. He takes a leg and thigh all to himself. So what he tried to do is carve up the turkey, and he tried to mix up white meat with the dark meat. So I'm sitting there eating my turkey going, God, this is dry. I don't like this. This turkey sucks. He's like, it's the white meat. So we didn't have enough dark meat. Then, late about maybe 2-3 in the morning, I get the worst stomach cramps. I'm like, if I got salmonella from that crappy white meat, I am going to freak. So I basically the whole next day had the poopies. And it was not, and I didn't call it that, by the way. Okay, again, it's radio. I got to keep it really clean. So it's miserable. So I didn't get to hike in the lack of snow in the hot dirt at Big Bear. Yeah, you're supposed to ski on Thanksgiving weekend. We got no skiing done. So I had no sex. I had no skiing. I had major diarrhea. I didn't even get to eat the type of turkey I want. We forgot cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce is about the only thing I really like about as long as it's really chunky and you can really chew into the berries. We didn't have any of that. I hate the gelatin type cranberry sauce that pops out of a can where you're eating your cranberry sauce and you see the lines of the tin can. It's ridiculous. I don't like that. But we didn't have any of that. The stuffing was it really kind of sucked. We my son wanted Brussels sprouts. I really don't know why I keep them either, honestly. I'm like, really? So we had to have Brussels sprouts. It was like the worst dinner ever. It sucked. It was so bad. Oh, God, it was bad. All right, well, anyway, so then we decided to leave early because, you know, I obviously am dehydrated. I need practically an IV. I don't know if I have salmonella. I'm not the one that cooked the turkey. I should have cooked the turkey because, honestly, I would have gotten more dark meat. So we decided to come back down the mountain, which was really easy because there was no snow. All right, and then we come home. Now, we come home, and we got a cat missing. So one of my cats decided to go and search the neighborhood. Now, it's a she. And this really bothers me because she's supposed to be a baby girl. No, and she's not fixed or anything yet. And we need to fix her. But she was just a little baby. Yeah, we're like, well, you know, are we really going to do a hysterectomy on her? But now that I see her wandering around the neighborhood, she was looking for some men. I was like, oh, hell no. So I hear her in the neighbor's yard. So I go to the neighbor. Now, I'm now in my pajamas. I'm completely dehydrated and jaundiced from whatever the heck got me with Thanksgiving. I have pimples. I don't know why I got pimples on Thanksgiving, probably because I couldn't go outside. And so anyway, so I knock on the door, and I go, look, you know, my cat is in your backyard. And the neighbor looks at me in horror. Now, I was wearing a bra. But I was basically in my pajamas, right? And my pajamas is like an old, like half muumuu. My husband wanted me to wear something sexy, and I like muumuu, so I got a muumuu that basically goes halfway up my thigh. And I mean, it's sexy from the waist down, but not sexy from the waist up. And she looks at me, and she goes, you could just go into the backyard, that's fine, just go. Okay, I'm like, well, sorry, just don't look at me, okay? Because, you know, these are my pajamas. And she gives me a look like I'm like hideous. I just want to get the cat. So I got the cat. The good news is almost everybody I bet on for football, Falcons, Eagles, Patriots, they made the spread. The Steelers did not make the spread. I was really, really unhappy about that. Vikings won on Thursday. So I had a really, really good football day. And then what I did, and I know this isn't all about me, but I might as well tell you because I feel like crap, is then I saw Justice League. And wow, Justice League, considering DC movies have stunk for a while, although I think they did a good job with Wonder Woman, Ben Affleck should not be Batman. Can I just say that? Ben Affleck is the worst of the Batman. I like the George Clooney Batman. He was sexier. Make a Michael Fassbender Batman, and I'll rip off that bat suit. But anyway, Ben Affleck should not be just, no. But anyway, and then I saw Justice League, and now I'm here. So I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving holiday. I lost a lot of weight. So I was happy about that, but I can't look at another piece of turkey. I can't look at another stuffing. I can't look at Ben Affleck. I can't look at I can't even look at my cat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we get back, we got a lot.
Ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot to talk about. Some of the stories we're going to discuss today is, I guess, regular use of mouthwash has now been linked to diabetes. Now, a lot of us use mouthwash, some of us don't, and should, can I just say? But for those of us that use it regularly, they found a 55% increased risk of diabetes. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to talk about CBD oil. And this is very, very popular, as people really like their cannabidiol. Apparently, the CBD oil that people are using to relieve pain and anxiety, etc., it is. There's a lot more people now that are touting it and anecdotally saying that it's beneficial. Problem is in many places, it still can be considered illegal. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how light therapy could help people with bipolar. Bipolar is pretty common. We're going to discuss that. Some of you guys that have been dealing with cancer therapy and get your lymph nodes taken out, then you end up getting lymphedema, a big swollen limb. swollen arm, etc. Well, they think they're going to replace lymph nodes eventually, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how massage envy therapists are now accused of over 180 sexual assaults. Massage Envy is huge. It's a chain of massage spas. We're going to talk about that. And because it is Cyber Monday, we're going to give you guys some of the best deals, all right, going on right now. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, how did Black Friday go? I always kind of look at what's going on in the economy, because that tells us what kind of a year we're going to have. The economy and health is very related, and I'm really excited about some sort of tax reform. You know, Congress is bustling right now. It is all exciting right now on Capitol Hill because the GOP wants to pass tax reform, and I know everybody's had their eyes on Senator Collins and Murkowski, you know, afraid that they would screw this up, but it sounds like they may be more on board than we think with a lot of the things for tax reform. We're also going to talk about how Obamacare is still going to be wrapped up into it, because if you all remember, Chief Justice Roberts had helped Obama by proofreading the bill when it originally was deemed as unconstitutional, and said, whoa, we can make this work if Obamacare is a tax. Well, if Obamacare is a tax, then why not have it thrown into tax reform? I'm torn with that. I kind of want tax reform done because I know messing around with Obamacare may not be as popular as people think. But then again, it is one of the stupidest taxes ever done. So, if we're going to reform the tax code and our taxes, you know, maybe we do need to do something like immediately when it comes to Obamacare and the mandates. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But let's look at Black Friday. They say Black Friday sets online sales records. And this is no shock to us because now more and more people are buying online. I mean, it's crazy. And they say $1 million per minute was spent by shoppers. $1 million per minute. They say deal-hungry customers spend as much as $1 million per minute on the Internet at the height of Black Friday, according to e-commerce platform Shopify said. The news came just weeks after the conference board found that consumer confidence was at its highest point in almost 17 years. Now, I need to say that, and I'm not saying this as a commercial for Trump. I mean, we all have issues with whoever's in, you know, government and whoever's in the administration. But from honestly speaking, I haven't been as freaked out about my savings account as I was 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago. You know, I wanted to post on Facebook when we completely emptied out our bank account. I had to pay the mortgage. I was paying for some other things for my family, and we had credit card debt up the ying, and we were basically, you know, trying to figure out how to pay the staff, and we just kept going into our own savings, and it was zero. We had completely emptied out our bank account during that time. And, you know, very frustrating for somebody who spent so many years going to medical school. You just never thought that being a doctor, you would be broke. But unfortunately, being a small business owner, you took one hell of a hit. And then on top of that, with Obamacare and insurance companies not paying because of high deductibles. And it was rough. And thank God I, you know, haven't had that fear in the last few years. And so, did I do some internet shopping? I did, but I didn't find deals. Okay, I'll tell you about that. I've mentioned this before. There's some rackets going on you got to be careful of. But anyway, apparently, though, this is great news for the economy because they say online sales on Thanksgiving and Black Friday hit more than $1 billion. They say online sales at the 100 largest U.S. web retailers totaled approximately $7.9 billion on Black Friday, marking an 18% increase from 2016. Customers spent a record high $5 billion on Black Friday alone, compared to $3.34 billion last year. This has been reported by Fox News. $2.87 billion that Adobe found customers spent online, and roughly 40% of Black Friday online sales were made on their mobile devices. So people are buying on their phones. I'm not ready to do that yet. Probably because I need my reading glasses to read the small print on my phone. They say shoppers are expected to set more records on Cyber Monday, according to Adobe Analytics. Forecasted $6.6 billion in online sales today, which would be a 16.5% increase from last year's. Now, we don't have all the sales data, but physical store sales declined, according to Reuters. They say retail analytic firm ShopperTrack said the preliminary data indicated a 1.6% decline in foot traffic to retail stores, but the decline on Black Friday was less than 1%. I didn't really see a lot of lines. I don't know about you guys, but then again, the weather was better. So if there wasn't that much of an issue, if there wasn't that much of an issue in your neck of the woods with the weather, you might have seen more foot traffic because people got bored on Friday. The Mall of America in Minnesota says that 2,500 people were in line at the 5 a.m. opening Friday, in line with a year ago. And I guess people were lining up since 5:45 p.m. on Thanksgiving. So good. Bye. Honestly, guys, if boosting the economy is exactly what we need right now. So, my issue was, and I told you guys what happened, is I was at a very famous store. And I wanted to get my kid a birthday bike. It was when Spider-Man was really, really big years ago. And not a birthday bike, a bike for Hanukkah and Christmas. And there was a Spider-Man bike sitting there. And I went there on a Wednesday before the whole, Thanksgiving weekend. And I go, I'd like to buy it. And the guy said, no, why don't you come back on Friday? It'll be $20 cheaper. And it'll be cheaper. And come at 6 a.m. when we open. And I'm like, all right, you sure I just shouldn't get it now? He's like, don't worry, it'll be here. Well, I come back on Friday, all the bikes were $20 more, and that bike I wanted for my son was gone. And so I've been looking at a lot of the numbers online, and I think things are more expensive. And I don't want to say that because I really want to induce and I really want to excite you guys to shop. But for those of you that have been watching and wanting to buy something, and, hopefully you kind of know the prices or have a mental, image or you've kept track or written things down. But there's a coat I've wanted, and I didn't start shopping for that coat until Friday, and it was more expensive, and that really, really stinks, okay? And I understand that many of these places are offering coupons, so they'll up the price to offset the coupon, but we're not stupid, all right? And I don't want people thinking that we're stupid, and so, anyway, Cyber Monday is here. According to Forbes, they have a lot of deals out that's being advertised. So Target has an extra 15% off. Amazon, you can get an Amazon Echo Plus for $119. Oh, by the way, I have an issue with those Echoes and those Hey Googles, those Google Homes. We're being told that they record a few moments before and a few moments after. And so, if any of you guys have that, in the bedroom, I would say unplug that sucker and fast. All right. Anything that, honestly, when you go, oh, hey, Amazon, somebody could be listening. I just kind of get freaked out about that. They have the Echo Dot is only $29.99. The Amazon Fire TV Stick with Alexa Voice Remote, $24.99. Those sound like good prices. Best Buy says save $300 or $350 on a Galaxy Note 8. Again, check the price before you buy, but Best Buy, I trust this one here. Microsoft Store has some deals. Sam's Club has some great deals. Samsung, Target, 15% off statewide beginning early morning the 27th. Target, also when you use that red card, get the red card. It's an additional 5% off. Walmart has a bunch of cool stuff, it's... And this is the time of year, so get your gifts and get me a gift, please. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a new study is now raising questions of whether regular mouthwash use may increase your risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, the study was published in the journal Nitric Oxide. For those of us that are chemistry geeks, that title would make us run to the magazine store. But for everybody else, you're like, really? Nitric Oxide? Are you kidding me? But it really is a cool name for a journal. Anyway, they found that persons who use mouthwash at least two times a day had a 55% higher risk of developing pre-diabetes or diabetes over a three-year follow-up period compared to those who use it less often than twice a day. Among people who used mouthwash at least twice a day, 30% developed either pre-diabetes or diabetes. Now, why? What is, you know, you would think, okay, so poor dental hygiene Okay, issues with your mouth, all right, we have found is bad for you, right? We know that if you have poor dental hygiene, you can be more risk for a heart attack. If you have plaque buildup, the inflammation from the plaque buildup could cause inflammation for to your heart. And poor dentition is a sign of poor health. So you would think that if you mouthwashed, and mouthwash having, you know, germ-fighting, you know, ingredients within it. I don't like alcohol in the mouthwash because alcohol can cause cancer, and there's been a lot of debate on mouthwash and alcohol and cancer. But most mouthwashes now don't have alcohol in them. And so, you know, they still have anti-plaque, fighting ability, fluoride. Fluoride in mouthwash helps prevent cavities. So you would think mouthwash is good. Why would it be bad? Well, I'll tell you my theories. But basically, they think what could be happening is it could be killing off not only the bad bacteria, but the good bacteria. And if this good bacteria produces nitric oxide, and nitric oxide plays an important role in regulating insulin levels in the body, that could then affect our energy level, our metabolic rates, and maybe the destruction of the good bacteria could be messing with the metabolism of blood sugar. So that's a theory that they have. And remember, everything has to do with our gut microbiome these days. Have you noticed all these studies have to do with, well, if you have good bacteria in your gut, you won't get diabetes, you won't be obese. So you need to have the good bacteria in your gut. Well, how do we get the good bacteria in our gut? Well, they, you know, they propagate while they're sitting there, but also we swallow it. You know, I mean, we swallow all the time, right? Saliva and whatever's in our mouth. And so those of us that have certain bacteria that are growing the good kind will swallow it. Now we'll also swallow the bad kind, which is why we need to avoid sugar, right? Because some of the bacteria that really feed off the sugar, we really don't want that type of bacteria within us. But still, it's an interesting theory. So for this study, the researchers looked at 1,200 overweight people between the ages of 40 and 65 without diabetes or any known coronary artery disease. Complete data was available on 945 patients, and the study was part of the San Juan Overweight Longitudinal Study in Puerto Rico. So the researchers found that 43% of the study participants used mouthwash once a day, 22% used it twice a day. Now, they said because these people were overweight, they were already at higher risk for developing prediabetes or diabetes. But if you use mouthwash less than twice a day, they didn't see any association. But with greater than twice a day, they did, a 55% increase. Now, they already adjusted for education and income and sleep apnea and, you know, how much they brush and, you know, smoking. And they already kind of accounted for all that. So what does this mean for you? Well, here's the thing. All right, this is what I think. Okay, with this study, if you have the need to use mouthwash, okay? Like, for example, bad breath, okay? A lot of us, we use mouthwash in the morning, not because we're really worried about our teeth, but because we can't stand the smell of our breath. So we'll rinse with mouthwash so we're nice and, minty, just in case we get some morning sex, right? Now, you know, we've all done that, right? Well, one of the reasons why you have super bad breath is, one, the bacteria, but two, it's from the reflux, the acid that comes up when you sleep. Now, elevating the bed will help that, right? We want you to elevate the bed about 45 degrees. That'll definitely help that with the acid reflux. But also, you got to avoid fatty meals. You got to avoid big meals. You have to avoid alcohol and chocolate and tomato sauce and acidic foods because the acid, the stomach acid, really tastes and smells horrible. And so one trick we used to do years ago when we were younger and a little bit more hoochie mama-ish is we would take some Tums or acid suppressants, and we noticed our breath wasn't as bad the next day. So my guess is if you're eating like crap and you're having real bad reflux, then that's going to put you at risk for diabetes. So I really don't think the mouthwash is causing it. Okay. You know, but it does, again, fuel this theory that the bacteria in our mouth is really, really important. And of course, you know, the more, you know, sugar you eat, the more bacteria. So we need to cut back on that. We've talked about diabetes. Diabetes, we're looking at almost 50% of us, 50% of adults are going to later be pre-diabetic or diabetic. That is going to completely ruin our healthcare system and our healthcare spending. Not to mention, diabetes, you know, we look at heart disease still as the number one killer.
And we don't understand, after having all these statin medications and coronary artery stent placements and CABG procedures and all sorts of, you know, bypass graft procedures and all sorts of, you know, testing we can now do on the heart and, you know, coronary artery calcification scoring. Now that there is so much we could do, you would think, why the hell is heart disease still number one? You would think that we would, you know, be so damn good at decreasing those numbers, and we have been decreasing the numbers, but what we've been also increasing is our obese population, our diabetic population. And so my father, there is no reason why my father should have died in 2004 at the age of 62 of a heart attack, especially when his diabetes was in control and his cholesterol wasn't that bad and his blood pressure was in control. But it didn't matter. He had the triple whammy, and that was just enough for him to have a massive coronary. And so, you know, if we don't, you know, slow down the amount of people becoming diabetic or the amount of people, you know, becoming obese, we're going to continue to still have very high heart rate, heart deaths. So just to quickly review diabetes. Diabetes is where your body doesn't utilize or metabolize sugar properly. So you eat sugar. The sugar is supposed to get into the cell, like a room. The sugar is supposed to get out of the hallway, the bloodstream, into the room, the cell. And insulin is the key that kind of opens up that door, all right, to get the sugar out of the hallway and into the room, or out of the bloodstream and into the cell. And so your pancreas makes the insulin. And for some of us, we just don't make enough insulin, or we make a perfect amount of insulin, it just doesn't work well, or there's resistance, something kind of pushing against the door. So with insulin resistance, we usually see that in people who are overweight. So you start to lose the weight, you start to improve your resistance. So when it comes to now, your body sugar, what we want to do is have less coming down the pike, less coming into the bloodstream. So that's what we do. We cut back on your sugar. We also want to help you increase your sensitivity to insulin, and exercise kind of lubricates the key. So we want to exercise as much as possible, help not only burn off that sugar, but increase your insulin. And if we don't, there's a lot of complications from diabetes. It'll affect the heart, cause you to go blind. Your blood vessels only want so much sugar. After, you know, you have... When you're so sugary, your body wants to dilute that sugar, so you end up getting thirsty and you want to drink more. And so there's only so much fluid those little baby blood vessels can take before they burst. Kidney disease, infections, neuropathy, your nerves don't work well, you get very painful feet. Unfortunately, it could also cause dementia, heart disease, stroke, etc. So we want your resting blood sugar below 100 when you're fasting. Your fasting blood sugar should be below 100. If you've eaten and you're like, well, I ate, I want to check my blood sugar, we need your blood sugar under 140 after you've eaten. If it's over 200, if you check your blood sugar, and after within an hour or two, it's over 200, you're probably diabetic. Make sure you see a medical provider, get that checked out. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So making headlines, a nurse has been removed from a hospital after saying that white children should be sacrificed to the wolves. This is interesting. According to the Washington Post, an Indiana hospital system says a nurse is no longer an employee after she had put a message on Twitter claiming that white women are raising sons with, quote, the highest propensity to be a terrorist, rapist, racist, killer, and domestic violence all-star.
unquote. Now, officials at Indiana University Health said over the weekend they were investigating, quote, several troubling posts on social media that appeared to be made by a recently hired employee identified in news reports as Taisha Baker. IU Health spokesman Jason Frenner confirmed Monday that the nurse no longer works there. Now, Washington Post wants me to subscribe. Hold on a second. Let me flip over to this because I want to, hold on a second. All right. Let's move over to the this side. Sorry. Look, I love you, Washington Post. I get it. You need to subscribe, but I just, yeah. All right. So let's move on. All right. So. Apparently, she said historically, in her quote, every son you had should be sacrificed to the wolves, the B word. So apparently, Baker is a registered nurse, did decline to reveal the hospital where she is currently employed. And from what we understand, she no longer is with the hospital system. Now, you know, this is going to spark a lot of controversy in terms of freedom of speech and in terms of, you know, but what we are being told is that, I guess, she, in previous tweets that have been deleted, works in pediatrics. Now, she has a nursing license. And she works in pediatrics, and I guess what concerns me about this is that she's saying little boys, yeah, are going to be grow up to be rapists and racist and killers, and these little boys should be fed to the wolves. Now, she's obviously mad. She obviously, you know, has some issues, but this is a pediatric nurse. So, it's... One thing that we try to portray in medicine and in healthcare is we are healthcare workers first. Patients will always come first. Your life, your child, your mom, your wife, whatever, will come first. So when I had people who had swastikas all over them and, you know, were either, you know, spewing out anti-woman or anti-Jew or anti-whatever, calling me the B word, grabbing at my boobs, whatever, still, as an ER doc or as a family medicine doc, I'm going to take care of you. You're a human being. And so I don't care if you don't like me because I'm a woman or because I'm Jewish or because I'm whatever. I'm going to take care of you. And so, it's funny because that didn't bother me. Yeah, I had a woman say, oh my gosh, thank God I found you because I'm tired of going to Jewish doctors. I'm like, but I'm Jewish. Yeah, and she looked all awkward and goes, it's okay, you know, let's take care of you. So, took care of her, whatever, you know, never saw her back. But, people have biases. People are biased out there, okay? Racism exists, bias exists, stereotypes are out there that are portrayed, profiling happens, it happens. That's what people do. It's our animal instinct to find like equals like and find groups and become part of, we find inner circles. Women will be like, okay, well, I'll go over here to the women. I won't go over here to the guys. I mean, it happens all the time. This is just, you see that with school. Little girls will, hang out with the girls. The boys will hang out with the boys. I was different as a little girl. As a little girl, I'd rather hang out with the boys. I don't like hanging out with the girls. I like the boys. Especially that one. He's cute. Dolly, go back over to the girl side. But I don't want to hang out with the girls. I want to hang out with the guys. Anyway, so, like, it's what people do, all right? And just like, butt grabbing, just like, saying stupid things, just like punching a window, in society, we need to control those things. And there are things that are not going to be okay in society. But the matter of the fact is, a lot of us want to punch a window. A lot of us want to, put a hex on somebody. A lot of us want to, grab somebody's butt. It's in our it's in our genetic makeup. All right, but in society this stuff is not okay, so we don't condone it and we don't allow it. So what bothers people about this story is how when you go and you have a nurse taking care of you, okay, let's say you fart. Okay, you want to hope that nurse or doctor or whatever doesn't care that you farted.
And we don't. We see it all the time. We see farts. We see poop. We see throw up. You know, we see prostates. We see vaginas. We see this all the time. It really doesn't faze us. It's our job. Okay? But when you think that somebody out there could be looking at your kid or looking at you, right, and thinking, you know, the way a non-healthcare worker could think, that makes you nervous. That makes you very nervous that somebody could be looking at your kid, thinking of them, whether they're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever. They could be looking at your kid as a potential threat. That makes anybody nervous. Okay? And we've seen racism in hospitals all the time. You'll have patients say, I don't want a black nurse. You'll have patients saying, I don't want a white nurse. I don't want a woman. I don't want a male doctor. Women do it all the time. Every day, women say, I don't want a male doctor. And men have to put up with that all the time. Women are like, I only want a woman. I only want a woman. I mean, I did the same thing. After so many people seeing me naked as a patient, and, you know, with me, working with these people, I'm like, you know what? I will just have a female gynecologist from here on out if you guys don't mind. And the funny thing is the guy doctors are like, please, thank you, thank you. Now that isn't that. But, a lot of us are just as guilty. So it's okay for us to go, oh, I just want a woman doctor. I just want a woman in the room, no men. But it's not okay for the opposite. I don't want a woman. I only want a man. It happens too. A lot of guys are like, look, can I have a male doctor? And a lot of women understand that. I've had male patients going, look, I don't want you checking my prostate. I'm sorry. You know, some men will accidentally have an erection during a hernia check or, penile exam. And they don't want that to happen. And they think that's going to happen if there's a female doctor. And so they'll ask for a male doctor because they're like, well, guys understand that things happen. And women understand that, too. We all understand that. But, look, people have preferences, so they want to choose their provider. You have some people of Asian descent that may not speak English very well and want to see a doctor that understands their language, and that totally makes sense. You know, I'm pretty fluent in medical Spanish, but am I fluent enough for somebody that really wants somebody that has that background? You know, so people are going to attract certain clientele, and so race may be a part of it, demographics may be a part of that. But what we want is all patients to feel that no matter what, we are going to put you first before our politics, before our biases, before our sense of smell, before our, I mean, if you stink, we had to resuscitate somebody. And while we were doing chest compressions, the pressure of the bagging of the air and the chest compressors was causing him to, leak gas. And he kept spewing gas out. And the room was really, really smelly, but we were trying to save this man's life. We didn't care. This is what we are trained to do. No matter how bad it smells, how bad it looks, how much we don't like you, whatever you did to us, we are going to take care of you. So having a nurse say that about kids, it's freaky. And I don't think she should be a pediatric nurse if that's how she feels about little kids, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.